And you gotta, like I say, you got Brady. That's gonna get him in the right position, in the right play call. So we gotta do a good job on our end, just taking care of the little things and do what we gotta do to win this game.
In your mind, is he the best that you've seen, Brady? Is he the
He's the best. He's the best at what he do. I mean, who gonna argue that? You trying to set me up?
Well, last week, Jack Del Rio, you know, he made it known this team probably needs to get to 10 wins to make the playoffs. So how do you kind of take it one game at a time, but still, you know what the challenge is ahead? What's the approach, basically, the final seven games?
I mean, we know what position we're in. Like I said, we just got to come out and do our job and don't try to do too much. Just keep doing the little things right and everything else will take care of itself. So, I mean, we're well aware of what's going on. So, playoffs been started.
Was there anything, when you guys went to Mexico last year, was the altitude or anything in that environment different than you expected?
It didn't bother me. I think Jodum did a great job getting us prepared for that altitude and all of that. So I mean, he's doing a great job this year also. So I don't see a difference.
Maybe just talking about the climb up to the locker room took him a little bit by surprise.
I guess with some guys they did, and like I say, Jodum did a great job of getting us in shape, and still doing a great job of getting us in shape.
Well, what are some of the things that you are doing this week that maybe are different than previous weeks preparing for a game?
I'd rather not say that. Keep it in house. But like I said, they're doing a great job getting us prepared for the altitude.
The Patriots are a bit different from an offense standpoint in that they adapt what kind of personnel they use, what kind of groupings they use based on the opponent. They kind of try to attack defenses' weaknesses, or at least perceived weaknesses. Are they kind of a different opponent to match up with because you don't know exactly what kind of team, what kind of offense you're going to see?
I mean, they watch film like we watch film. I mean, whatever they show throughout the year, we just got to study the film and go from there. I mean, everybody attack team's different. So, I mean, it's just all about what you're attacking.
You mentioned Gronk. What makes him special?
He's just a special peer. He bring a lot of energy to his team, and he make a lot of plays.
Yesterday, the team officially put Jerrion on IR. It's unfortunate. Yeah, it's unfortunate to see a guy who has as much talent as he does just not have the luck to go out there and be able to demonstrate it. What did you see from Jerrion, both in the spring when he was healthy and how he handled having the injury?
I think he handled himself well with the injury. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't know he was on IR, but I mean, he just got to do what you got to do to get better and come back stronger next year. To be honest with you, I mean, as a rookie, you're just going to have to stay focused and do the little things right and just try to stay out of people's way because he might have a lot of time on his hands. I don't know how that work or whatnot, whether you got to stay around here or not. So I never dealt with that, so I couldn't answer too much. But as long as he keep doing the little things right and stay focused, I think he going
to
be all right.
Yeah, as a veteran, you always pay attention to those rookies when they come in. What did you see from him early in the spring?
I mean, he came out and played. I mean, nobody knew he was hurt. Nobody. So, I mean, he didn't complain about anything or talk to me about it or any of the players, I guess. But he's going to be a great safety. I'm not a great safety, a great corner. I mean, he study, he take the time and watch film, and he asks questions. I mean, even when he wasn't on IR, man, he was sitting down watching film. And, you know, that just says a lot about a young guy that just want to know the game and how to play it and how to be in the NFL for a long time. So I guess GC going to be all right. That's not a person, not least of my words, right? He's going to be fine. He's going to be a great professional.